It's your day in tech yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the day in tech history, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. March 28th, 1970, the Digital Equipment Corporation introduced the PDP-11 microcomputer, featuring a 16-bit word and unibus for attaching peripherals. The architecture would remain popular for a decade, selling over 250,000 units in a variety of configurations. 1979, Three Mile Island, the partial reactor meltdown in Middleton, Pennsylvania, occurred. 1984, Texas Instruments officially exits the home computer market after losing millions of dollars. 1991, U.S. District Court Judge Fern Smith granted Nintendo a request for a preliminary injunction against Atari Games, in the lawsuits over Atari Games' compatible security chip for Nintendo Entertainment System game cartridges. 1995, Kodak released the Kodak DC40 camera, the second digital camera for the consumer-level market that connects to a personal computer via serial cable. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, B released version 5 of the B OS operating system for Intel-based computers. Microsoft released version 5 of the Internet Explorer web browser for Macintosh computers, Mac OS 7.6.1 or higher. It featured new rendering engine and performance speeds as much as 50%, then 4.5. Also in 2000, version 5.6.0 of the Perl programming language was released, and Yahoo launched the Yahoo Photos photo sharing service. 2001, Conexant 6 Systems announced that Microsoft will use its CX25871 video encoder chip to connect the Xbox video game system to digital and analog television sets. 2003, Microsoft released the 64-bit edition of the Windows XP operating system. 2008, HD DVD video format officially dissolved, losing out to Blu-ray DVD. The new video titles for HD DVD would still be available until 2010. And Wikipedia announced that they had exceeded over 10 million articles. 2009, Blockbuster announced that they would be bringing their streaming service to TiVo systems. And the number 513-381-JERK was a number that you could call to get annoying fans kicked out of certain live sporting events. The number has since been disconnected. 2011, Java founder James Gosling joins Google, and Robert Kimball steps down as CEO of Real Networks. And in 2014, over 34,000 Lenovo ThinkPad batteries were recalled due to fire hazard. T410, 420, T510, W510 series, and the X100E, 120E, 200, 201, and 201S series were part of the recall. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikazine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And, of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.